Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This show doesn't stink. It's awesome.
We had a great Thanksgiving. A couple of stories to get out of the way. There's no topic here, but we like to bring you the news. Jack Dorsey has stepped down as the CEO of Twitter, effective immediately. The company announcing today he will remain on the board until at least sometime next year. Parag Agrawal, Twitter's CTO, is taking over as CEO. Okay.
Got it.
Great.
It went from bajillions of dollars to bajillions of dollars.
For the third time in 10 years, the pitch is changing ownership here in town. Kerry Media has sold the 41-year-old local alternative newspaper to a group that includes current pitch editor Brock Wilbur, his wife, Vivian Kane, and his father, Tom Wilbur, and two other local business owners. Quoting here from Brock Wilbur, announcing the sale on Saturday, it is a group of folks who thought that Kansas City would be a lesser place without the voice and presence of the pitch. I love this next sentence. The magazine will expand with more pages, more writers, more voices, more weirdos, and more of what you've always loved about our scrappy journalistic endeavor. Okay.
All right. I promised you my run, do not walk, and here it is. And Scott, I cannot wait to talk to you about this, but I need you to watch it with Kelly, okay?
You know we're knee-deep in Yellowstone.
I know, and I am late to this party, and I apologize for it, but the best thing on TV right now, bar none, is a limited series called Dope Sick, starring Michael Keaton, who you might have
he was on 60 Minutes.
Seen on 60 Minutes a couple weeks ago. Michael Keaton, it is a true story, plays a small-town physician in Appalachia. The year that a privately family-owned pharmaceutical company unleashed OxyContin into the United States and the world. And the entire series is about how OxyContin was allowed at first in all of these Appalachian towns where there are very poor, uneducated miners, M-I-N-E-R-S, as in coal miners. Mm-hmm. They released it there first. The series does an incredible job of tracing the fraud, the lies, and the deceit used to get OxyContin into the mainstream market and become a multi-billion dollar industry that then started killing people in every small town in America.
So, and not to say that there isn't a need for pain medicine in America, but nobody can deny that we have an opioid crisis
yes.
in the United States. What year would this have taken place, roughly?
It starts in a kind of timeline between 2000 and modern day.
Okay.
And sometimes it bounces back into the 90s because it involves, Scott, the Department of Justice, who starts seeing a lot of deaths from this as prescribed. People were dying as it was prescribed. Michael Keaton as this small town doctor in Appalachia will win an Emmy for this role. It's absolutely incredible.
Well, why did, I'm fascinated by the story, but you said it's based on...
It's based on how it actually happened.
Okay. Why did they pick, they being Big Pharma or the this pharmaceutical company, why did they pick small town West Virginia, Appalachia?
Because they were poor, uneducated, and in pain. And for anyone listening, you've been into a doctor's office, right? And you look up and there's that pain chart, Scott, and there's like seven or eight faces on it, cartoon faces. And the first face is smiling. And we've all seen these pain charts.
Oh, sure. In the room.
Yes.
Yeah.
When pain started to be the big push in America that we're going to treat pain. We don't need pain. We're going to treat pain. The fraud at every single level that allowed that drug into the United States of America, people should be in prison for the rest of their lives. The FDA was involved in the fraud. The DEA knew about the fraud, the claims that were being made. There are pharmaceutical...
Well, this is quite the conspiracy theory you're spinning.
Scott, this is a true story. How did we get here? And it goes all the way back. It is a family-owned pharmaceutical company that unleashed OxyContin into the world. And if you are looking for a villain, there are several in this show. What will make you sick is the complete lack of accountability and the billions and billions and billions of dollars that these people made doing it.
Well, I've said to you for years on this program, America does not do pain well. They just don't.
But we were conditioned by this company who conditioned the sales reps and the doctors that this is something that we need. Pain is bad. This isn't going to be addictive. They kept saying it's non-addictive. It's non-addictive. It's non-addictive.
I sort of remember that.
Yeah. And Michael Keaton's character is going, that's impossible. It's an opioid. It's not. Well, the way we formulated it, it's a new formulation, so it's not going to be addictive. So doctors all across America start prescribing it, and then here we are. It is called Dope Sick. Chris was so mad. This is not a happy go lucky, let's watch this and be jolly. You will be furious, but it's important to watch.
Okay, Dope Sick with Michael Keaton. Where does it air?
It's on Hulu. There's probably...
So you keep going to Hulu and we don't have that.
There's probably 8 episodes, 9.
And that's it?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many streaming services do you have?
We got quite a few.
More than I have.
And I'll tell you this. Like, Chris needs pain medication right now.
Do you have Tubi?
No.
Oh.
He was so mad about this series. And part of that is he's not a big pain med kind of guy.
I'm not either.
He's like, I'm not taking it. I'm not taking it. And I go, well, you know, for major surgery, there's a place for pain medication. The place is not in Appalachia because my shoulder is sore or I've had a wisdom tooth removed.
But here, you say that, and how many times have you and I in this business read those stories where researchers have found that taking you can get hooked on opioids in 3 days?
Yes. In the beginning, Scott, this pharmaceutical company was giving out free 30-day supplies.
And you can get hooked in 3.
Yes. But they were lying. They were all lying. Everyone was lied to.
And listen, I know that there are some of you out there. We've had these discussions before years ago on the show. And man, people took me to the woodshed. But I understand that there are some of you with chronic pain.
Yes.
Okay? And for you, I'm sure that a regimen of these sorts of painkillers is necessary for you to maintain anything resembling a quality of life.
Yep.
I get it. But there is no denying. There is no denying that in this country, we have a horrible, out of control opioid problem. And I'm telling you right now, short of being in excruciating, I don't want to live any more pain, I'm not taking any.
One thing I will tell you that is infuriating is the revolving door in Washington between those being regulated and the regulators. So that, Scott, you would have someone at the FDA say, well, I think OxyContin's fine. I agree. I don't think it's addictive. And then in 3 months' time, that person is making $500,000 a year working for the very company they used to regulate.
It's exactly
like the lobbyists do.
But once they realize, I don't know if this show Dope Sick gets into it.
It does.
Once they realized the addictive quality, because I can still remember, I judge everything in time as to were we in this building or in the old building in right. Westwood. I remember being in the old building in Westwood when Rush Limbaugh announced that he was addicted to painkillers, okay, because of some back surgery that he had had, and then he was dealing at the back door of a Denny's
yes.
down in Florida to get more of it. At this point, America, and this would have been in the early 2000s.
Ago.
This would have been
years
in the early 2000s
yeah.
when Limbaugh announced that he was addicted to pain medicine. At what point did they say or did they not say, this stuff is addictive. Oh, my God, it's really addictive. And people like, I'm not saying Rush Limbaugh, but people like Rush Limbaugh are taking these pain medicines post-surgery.
And
before they know it, they're dealing with some shady character outside the back door of a Denny's.
Yeah.
And at that point, did the government, which I've always argued is designed to protect you from me and me from you,
yeah.
did they not say, wait a minute here, let's tap the brakes a little bit. We might have a problem.
Yes. And there are assistant district U.S. attorneys in this dope sick who are crafted after the two real U.S. attorneys who went after this company, who are blocked at every turn. The FDA doesn't want to touch it. The administration doesn't want to touch it. The attorney general doesn't want to touch it.
Then what's the point?
You will not come away from watching this feeling good about the way our government works. I will tell you that.
I can guarantee I'm going to go in not feeling good about the way the government works.
You'll just keep screaming, how did they allow this to happen? How did they allow this to happen? You'll just scream that 100 times.
576-7798.
But enjoy it. Run, don't walk.
Hey, it is a run, do not walk. Dope Sick on Hulu.
You're going to hate yourself and all of America, but you got to check this out.
It's obviously touched a nerve with the audience. We've got a full board. We'll grab some of these calls here in just a moment. Dana Ryan, I'm Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.